Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101. Your host, Baba Jahi. Hey, we have a great show for you this evening. And sit back, listen to our theme song, and I'll be right back at you. That's our theme song. It's my
we
time,
hope you
my time.
This song's original composition
and
for music and words that create powerful moments in
you'll
your
hear
day.
A little announcement there as I'm working through
and hear life from a
little
higher
bit of computer
vibration.
Problems here that normally I'll be take that part off, but you need to know also where the song comes from in terms of success songs. We have a great show tonight. Tonight's show is called the YTB Travel Party. The YTB Travel Party. Before getting into our content and all of that for tonight, I like to read our reading for the evening to set the tone, and it says, let me break it down for you. Starts off with a quote by the great educator and scholar W.E.B. Du Bois. There is in this world no such force as the force of a man determined to rise. The human soul cannot be permanently changed. The human soul cannot be permanently changed. Now let's check out our reading for tonight. It goes like this, and it ties so adequately into the things that we're going to share. Have you ever driven your car with the brakes on? I suppose that most of us had driven any length of time have had that experience. I can remember times when I have arrived at my destination and reached down to apply the parking brake only to find it had been on the entire time I had been driving. Yet without realizing it, I had moved from point to point with my brakes partly set. The horsepower was there, but the car's vast potential was blocked, bottled up. Traffic signals teach the same lesson. Signs and signals that regulate traffic are necessary for the obvious reasons. But you stop because of the red light on your mental dashboard. What are the real reasons that you hit the brakes? Read that sentence over again. But when you stop because of the red light on your mental dashboard, what are the real reasons that you hit the brakes? Have you asked, what am I stopping for? Am I stopping for realistic reasons because I hope to avoid some impending danger? Or I'm stopping because I do not believe myself capable of reaching my objective? How do you view yourself? Are you driving with your mental brakes on? If so, release your brakes and avoid all unnecessary stops. You'll reach your goals much sooner. Affirmation for the day. The light is green and I'm ready to grow. The light is green and I'm ready to go. I release everything that is holding me back. This is so important because too often as we hear about opportunities and endeavors, there's nothing wrong with the opportunity or the endeavor, but usually there's something that's holding us back. Usually what's holding us back is ourselves. Again, this is Home-Based Business 101, and we're focusing on one of the great home-based business opportunities that exists today in the 21st century, and that home-based business opportunity is YTB, a company called Your Travel Biz. And so for a lot of our team members out there that I don't get a chance to get to because we're so spread out all across the country, which is great, which means we're able to do this business everywhere and have people involved all around the country. As that we're doing tonight and Wednesday night, we're doing what we call the Travel Party Show. And the Travel Party Show, basically, we're going to go through why someone should get in this business, what the opportunity that's entailed for them, and same as how people in their home do their travel party shows. And I have my co-host on the line, Mr. Monticello Mitchell. Monticello, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Great to have you on with us today as we co-host this show called the YTB Travel Party. Could you get us started on, you know, what this whole thing of a travel party is and why it's an important component to getting involved with this business opportunity?
Okay. Well, the first thing, when you go into any business, the first thing that you want to do is you want to expose your business to everybody that you know and everybody they know and everybody they know. And the reason you want to do that, because if you go into business and nobody knows what you do, then you're not going to be in business very long. So the company has come up with something called travel parties. And you use those travel parties in the beginning as a grand opening for your business to introduce to people what your business is all about. And then as you grow in your business and expand your business, opening up other distributorships, you use the travel party to help other distributors or other people in business with you to expose their business. So the travel parties are very, very important. And one of the reasons my wife and I decided to go into the travel business was because, I'll give you a number, was because $2.4 million every minute. That's how much travel and tourism generates in the United States. The market is so huge, and that equates to about $1.3 trillion per year, or $7 trillion around the world. So it's a huge market, and we take pleasure in being in this business with this company. This company is very honest and upfront, straightforward, puts everything on the table. So we want to encourage everybody in the business to start having travel parties. Invite your friends, your family, and have them invite people so you can expose your business.
All right. With that said, you know, what we want to do is we want to take people through how and what is discussed at a travel party. And so I guess the best way to do that is to begin first, as you already mentioned, that travel is a huge industry and that people are booking travel anyway. And so there's, you know, there's four elements or four, they say, four factors that has had a tremendous impact in this market shift to people booking travel. Could you go over those four factors for us?
Well, number one being baby boomers. I'm sure everybody's aware of the baby boomer. They were born between 46 and 64. And now the thing that's happening in the baby boomers' lives is that they're getting ready to retire. And they've worked all their lives and preparing for retirement. And one of the biggest things that they're going to want to do is what? Travel. So you have a market of about 70 million people that are going to be retiring over the next 20 years. So that's a huge market to tap into, not to mention what's already going on. There are about 82 million people that book travel online as it is right now. So that business is out there too. And then another trend that's making this thing fly really fast is the Internet. Like I just said before, more and more people are booking their travel on the computer. They do it in the privacy of their own home. So if you've got a travel store or a travel site, who would your friends rather book with? Someone they know, don't know, or someone that they do know, you? And then, Tatawa, could you share with us the other two trends that's going on out there?
Sure. Besides the baby boomers and then e-commerce, is that the global economy, that travel is a growth industry and that it is growing 23% faster than the global economy, which means, again, there's a huge market shift in doing that. And then the other trend is the fact that home-based business opportunities that allow people to be able to take advantage of this e-commerce. And as you were saying, that people, when given the opportunity to choose between their friends and their family members versus Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, and the other companies, is that people will, in the majority of times, you know, support their family and friend member and book travel from off of their site. It's the same travel booking engine. It's the same. It's nothing different about it. It's the same. It's not like we have to go and hold down an airplane at the airport and hold down a cruise ship. The same way people go online to any of the other sites, they go online to the travel booking site that this company allows people to have to book those travel-related things. So, the four trends that have made a huge market shift, as you mentioned, the baby boomers, the shift in the global economy, e-commerce, and home-based business. E-commerce is, you know, such a big thing. People at one time, you know, was afraid to pay their bills online and everything else, and now, you know, it's just second nature for people to take care of all of those things online. And so the company allows people to have an opportunity to do that. Could you go over some of the things that people have on this travel booking engine? Because I don't want people to think we're just talking about airplanes, hotels, and car rentals.
Okay. For instance, on our site, You can book your flight, rent your cars, book your hotel. You can do those traditional things on the site. But as I like to say, we have a travel store. You can send flowers anywhere around the world from that site. You can buy cars, new and used cars, passports. You could take care of your entertainment on that site. As far as buying the tickets for the plays that you like to go see, the sporting events and shows, and you can also buy passports. I mean, the site is just loaded with things that you can get done on the net. If you like cruising, there is a tab on the site for you to book your cruises. As a matter of fact, there are multiple tabs on the site for you to do cruises all around the world. So the travel site is loaded with a wealth of information. I got an email from a person today who has visited my wife and our site, and she said that that site had so much information that she was just going to have to take her time and go through it just to ingest what was there. So it's a lot of things going on the site. And so if you go on that website, just take your time, look around, click on a few things, see what's going on.
Okay. You mentioned several things, and we also have a piece on there for people that are getting married or, you know, doing their wedding. How does that work?
Well, that piece is called Weddings. And what it does is it gives a bride and a groom an opportunity, first of all, go on there. It doesn't cost them any money to set this up. They can create their wedding website.
Mm.
That way, for instance, I have family members, and my sister's going to get married, but her fiancé lives in another city. So that means bringing two families from two different cities and actually from all over the country together. So they'll be able to post their wedding on their wedding site with pictures and information and just send out emails. And their our family, his family, they can all go to that wedding website, look at the pictures, you know, read their story and get the information about getting to the wedding. And then also on that same site is something called a honeymoon registry. You know, we've all heard of the gift registry, and it works the same way, except that your family and your friends can give you a honeymoon that you've always wanted, and they can help you pay for that. As a matter of fact, that whole honeymoon could be paid for through that honeymoon registry. And basically, you're just gifting all the things that's involved with the honeymoon. You're gifting them to the bride and to the groom.
That is so, so powerful. One last thing I'd like you to cover in terms of this whole thing of this travel booking engine, and as you mentioned about travel and vacations and people being able to check out cruises, and you mentioned the flowers, that we also have a piece on there where people can buy cars.
Okay, that piece, you can actually go on this site, this travel booking site, or the travel store, as I like to call it, and you can actually buy a brand new car from the comfort of your home. You can order it specifically as you want it, as it pertains to the color, the make, the model, any type features that you want on your car. You could do it all from that site, and your car will be delivered to you. Also, you can buy a used car from that site, and basically it's all done from the comfort of your home. So what better way to shop and shop around for something that you want to get, that you're going to drive, than from sitting at your den or wherever your laptop is or wherever your PC is, and just place your order, hit a couple of buttons, and it's done.
Boy, today's technology is so awesome.
It really is.
Okay. I want to move on to, and I'll cover this next segment, which is the tax savings that people get by participating in this business. As we mentioned earlier in terms of the four trends, one of those is the home-based business trend that is taking place in this country. The home-based business opportunities is one of the last few tax shelters that people here living in the United States of America can take advantage of. And the IRS has special rules and stuff for home-based businesses. Well, being involved in the travel industry, one of the other advantages besides having your own online travel booking engine in which people can go to your site and you can go to your site and book travel. And we meant to mention also when travel is booked on your site, you get 60% of the marketable commission for those particular travel items. When people purchase a car on your site, you get $300. What is interesting is that in terms of tax savings, is that now by being involved in this business from a home-based business perspective, it allows you to save a lot of money on your taxes because now part of your house, which means your mortgage or your rent, becomes a tax write-off. Part of your cable bill becomes a tax write-off. And I know some of you might be saying, well, how does my cable bill become a tax write-off? Well, you're involved in the travel industry, and on your cable, you have the Weather Channel, you have the Travel Channel, and you have CNN. How does that relate to being involved in the travel industry? Well, the Weather Channel, if you're going somewhere, you need to know what the weather's going to be like when you get there. The Travel Channel, you know, different modes and means of travel and things that are going on in the destination when you get there. CNN, the news, what's happening in the world. Something might be taking place where you plan on going, and you need to be know what's, you know, what's going on in terms of current affairs. Also, your cell phone, your telephone bill, tax write-off, because you have to use your phone to get in touch with your clients. Also, you paid it to get come into this business, a one-time fee, and then you have a web hosting fee to keep your travel site up. That fee and all of that is tax deductible. Your business cards, all of that is tax deductible. Every time that you go out to eat, that is tax deductible. So, well, how going out to eat, is that tax deductible? Well, when you go out to eat, you make sure that you leave a business card or flyer with the waitress as you pay your bill, and let them know, hey, I'm in the travel industry, and the next time you think about travel, please, you know, give me a call or check out my site and see if you see a price on there that's competitive to the others. And if so, book some travel with me. Now, the IRS says the following. You don't have to make a profit. You just have to show the intent to make a profit. So some people say, well, you know, I went out to these restaurants, I eat. Now, how can I write that off? None of them people never did business with me. You shared with them the opportunity for them to do business with you. That's called intent. You shared, I mean, it's just like Walmart. You go in Walmart. Sometimes you're looking for a certain item. You might walk in and you don't see it. You walk out and you don't buy nothing. Hey, but they have the intent of having the store open so that if you choose to purchase something, that you can do it. And it's the same when you pass out your business cards and other things that you share with people. It's the intent. You have to show intent. And you're showing intent because you have a site up, you're paying a web hosting fee, and you also have business cards. Now, here's something that's really, you know, great. Let's say you come into this business, and again, it's, you know, we're doing this from the perspective of if we was doing a travel party at someone's home tonight and getting them to understand why they should come into this business. You come into this business and you're still working a regular job. Well, when you come into this business, what happens is this business becomes your primary job. Your other job is your secondary job. Now, what do we mean by that? Because you're doing a home-based business, your business is in your home. So when you leave your house every day to go to your other job, and those I use certain terms, your other job. So Some people say my regular job. No, your home-based business is your regular job. When you leave to go to the other job, which started off as your regular job, and you started the home-based business, hopefully I'm not confusing you, but when you go to that, that is called business-to-business mileage, which means the mileage, when you get in your car to leave your house and go to your home-based business, your home-based business to the job that you work, 9 to 5 or whatever hours you work or the weekend job or whatever, is that the mileage from your commute to there and back is now tax deductible because that is business to business mileage. It's no longer commuted mileage. So there are tremendous tax advantages in being involved in this business. And by being involved in this business, what we do is we make sure that people become aware of those tax advantages so that they can save the money that they need to be able to save. Most people are losing between $4,000 to $5,000 a year on their taxes. And so that is one of the other reasons that people get involved with getting their own online travel booking engine and also taking advantage of the tax advantages. Now, the third reason that people get involved in this business is in terms of making extra income. Mike DeSella, you want to walk us through parts of the ways in which people make extra income?
Okay. First and foremost, you can make money, make income with your travel site. I directed someone to our travel site today, and that was interested in coming into the business, and I told them everything on this page, on this travel page, travel booking page, is for sale. Everything is for sale. And they got excited about that. But then I started talking, I took them another way, because one of the things that we've got into is the nonprofits. We have a program called the Passport to Giving program. And basically what it boils down to this, it just boils down to this. Charities out there want to help people. They want to help situations, and a lot of the charities are applying in the forms of grants to get monies to help them with their operations. Well, believe it or not, that grant money is drying up. And so a lot of these charities are struggling to make ends meet and to carry on their mission. But our company has come up with a way to help out these nonprofits so they can do their good works. And it's called Passport to Giving. And the way it works is this. The charity or the nonprofit would have their own travel site that they could direct their contributors, their constituents, and their own internal workers. They can direct these people to the nonprofit's travel website. And what they do from that website is all of these people, they'll make their travel purchases as far as their hotels, their car rentals, and their flights. They'll make those purchases from the organization's site, the flowers, the new cars, the passports. They'll buy all of that from that site. Remember, everything on that travel site is for sale. And so when those purchases are made from that organization's site, the company turns around and gives that organization 60% of the fees that were generated from those sales that the company receives. They'll give those organizations 60% of that money, which goes directly to them. And then the beautiful thing about that is once these companies put their website in place, it's not labor intensive like any other fundraiser that they'll probably have, the car wash, the bake sale, and those type things. So once they get that site in place, their people just go to the site, purchase their travel and other things, and the money that's generated, they'll get 60% of that in returns of funds.
That is so powerful for helping nonprofit organizations be able to be able to, you know, use this opportunity to, you know, fund their cause, and at the same time, those of us that are representatives in the business, by bringing a nonprofit on, you know, able to make $300 each time we help a nonprofit, and then override that travel, whatever they book, and get, you know, a 10% override on that particular site. So that is one of the ways that, you know, people also make extra income in this business. What I want to do here is talk about also how one builds in terms of coming into this company. The first goal that one needs to accomplish for those that want to really use this as a means of extra income besides having a travel site and having people book off of their travel site and showing people, you know, what that is all about, is being able to open up what we call outlets or bringing in other people to have travel sites, basically being that you're a marketer, a person that's helping the company reach its goal by opening up outlets. So your first goal is you want to complete something that's called your first team. Your first team consists of you and three people that are direct to you, and then three other people that either can be direct to you or a part of the three people that you brought on team, any combination of six, and that's called your first team. Your first team, that allows you now that after you have built your what's called your first team, helping you got your travel store up, you brought in three other people who have their travel stores that are direct to you, and then any combination of any other three that comes on, you completed your first team. But besides completing your first team, you get something that's called a 50% match. What they mean by a 50% match is that people you bring directly into this business, whatever they make, the company is going to give you 50% of that and not taking it away from them. Just imagine, you know, referring someone to a job or to a place of employment where you're at, and the company pays them $20,000 a year. But because you referred them, you get $10,000 a year. And that 50% match, you know, goes for everybody that you bring in that's direct to you once you're at the 50% match level. And so, you know, your first objective when you come into this business is building your first team. Once you build your first team, then you move to the highest paid commission level in the company, which is called the power team. Monticello, would you want to share some things with us about what it means to have a power team and how that works?
Well, after you've completed your first team, then you move into what's called your power team status. And that, like Satawa said, that is the position you want to have because it's the highest paying position in the company. So after you've completed your first team, six people, and that can include you, then you move, your seventh person is the beginning of your power team. And then what's so exciting about that is in your power team, when you, the first six that you get, well, let me back up, because if these people are direct to you, instead of getting a $50 bonus, you're going to get a $100 bonus. So it doubles right there. And then when you've got six, the first six in your power team, let's say that they're direct to you. You went out and you did the work. Well, you're going to make $600 right there. And then the company, this company is so great, and this compensation is so great, this compensation system is so great, that the company is going to give you a $1,000 bonus on top of that $600 that you just made. And then, after, they will pay you, the company will pay you a $1,000 bonus for every six after that that you bring into onto your team. Rather, it's direct to you or as a result of your teammates, you'll still get that $1,000 bonus every time a total of six are hired.
That is so powerful. That is so, so powerful in terms of when you look at network marketing, is that you bring in six people, and then you move to the highest paid commission spot in the company. The company makes it so easy to you to get to the big money. Some companies you have to bring in, you know, I mean, tremendous amount of people to get to what's called the highest paid commission level in the company. With this company, you get to the money faster than any other company. Six people, and then you into, as Monticello said, you're into your power team, and then you bring in another six. And you don't have to bring those six in all by yourself. That's you and your team. As you bring in those six, you get a $1,000 bonus. And every time six new people show up in your power team, a $1,000 bonus. You do that 16 times in a row, you end up making $31,000 because not only will you get a $1,000 bonus and a $1,000 bonus 16 times, you also will end up, but then you have 100 people in the company. When you have 100 people in that power team, and again, you didn't do all of that yourself, they give you $10,000, and you're going to make 16, which is 26, and then $5,000 and other commissions, a total of $31,000 by getting to the power team level. And that is so powerful in terms of network marketing. I mean, that's just, you know, so, so exciting. From there, then you move up to the point where you become a director in this company. And Monticello, share with us some of the benefits that a director has.
Wow, the directors, and that's where you want to get to, because I believe that's really when you start to build your business. But, and there's nothing out there like this in the industry, but once you become a director, you get so many perks. You'll get major medical health insurance, you'll get dental insurance, $150,000 of life insurance, you'll get an added bonus, you'll get, the company will pay you $2,000 as a level one director. The company will pay you $2,000 every month on top of any other bonuses or commissions that you're making. The company is going to pay you $2,000 a month. And these things are just so unheard of in network marketing.
Yes, that is true. I mean, that's just stuff that just, you know, it's sometimes, you know, it's too hard to believe. And then on top of that, for those out there that's listening or thinking, you say, well, you know, as I dealt with earlier about getting involved and how do you get involved and people riding around with their brakes on, is the company has something else just to give you that extra push to try to push you to go ahead and do what you need to do. The company has what's called a $6,000 guarantee. You want to walk them through that, Monticello, before I get into announcements and wrap up?
Okay,
$6,000 guarantee.
That $6,000 guarantee involves a magazine program. In other words, this is what you do. You get the magazines from the company, and there's a process to this. And basically what you're going to do is you don't want to just give the magazine to any and everybody. And by the way, the magazine also has a DVD in there to share with the people about the business. But you give, let's say you give someone a magazine, and you stress to them and let them know that you're going to need your magazine back. So you give them a time frame to view the magazine and some of the stuff in and looking at the DVD, because you want to get your magazine back. And then you get certain information from them, their name, their number, their email. Well, when all of this stuff is submitted to the company and you do what you're supposed to do, it all boils down to this. Let's say you don't make any money at all. Well, after a period of time, a 12-month period of time, the company is going to pay you $6,000. As long as you did in the program what you were supposed to do, the company will pay you $6,000. Well, let's say you made $1,000 over that 12-month period. Well, the company is going to reimburse you $5,000, and it goes on like that. So let's say you made $5,000. The company is going to reimburse you $1,000, and that program is so, so very exciting.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been involved in network marketing, you know, quite some time in terms of other products and other companies. I've never, ever met a company that had a guarantee in terms of guaranteeing you that you, if you, you follow the script and you don't make any money, that they're going to go on and pay you anyway. Have you ever been in any situation like that?
That's unheard of. I mean, I've never seen anything like that, and I'm pretty sure we'll never see anything like that. What company do your job won't even guarantee you income? Show up and don't do the work and see if you make the money. No, you won't. But that's an exciting program.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, all of these are the exciting features of YTB, and all of these are, you know, things why we figure that, you know, everybody can, excuse me, can take the risk, take the chance, take the try, and, you know, just give it a shot. Because, you know, there's nothing like being able to work for yourself and working from home. You have anything else you want to share, Mr. Mitchell, before I go to wrap up and make my announcements in terms of exciting program that's going to be on tomorrow?
Oh, definitely. The bottom line is try. Just try. Give it a try, because in the end, you don't have anything to lose and $6,000 to gain. And then the other thing that I wanted to throw out was, check this out. Just listen to this. Every noble work is at first impossible. Every noble work is at first impossible. So I'll just let you go on that right there.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Tomorrow night on another show, a person who has a show also here on Blog Talk, and it's their call letters are www.blogtalkradio.com/KYTB. They're going to have former heavyweight champion Bone Crusher Smith on their show at 8 p.m. And we're encouraging everybody to tune in. And you say, well, you know, what's boxing got to do with YTB? Well, Bone Crusher Smith is involved in YTB. He is a level one director in YTB. One of those people we tell you about that, you know, got that free insurance and all of that and a guaranteed income and all of that. But Bone Crusher also has a nonprofit. He has a nonprofit youth ministry program, and he uses this business to help his nonprofit through the Passport to Giving program. To tell you a little bit about Bone Crusher, Bone Crusher is known as a WBA heavyweight champion, claiming his title in 1986, fight with Tim Weatherspoon. Bone Crusher was the first to take renowned boxer Mike Tyson 12 rounds in 1987. He is the first heavyweight champion to hold a college degree, having earned a bachelor's in a business administration. In all areas of his life, Bone Crusher Smith points to positive thinking as the key to his success. Quote from Bone Crusher, if you tell yourself that you are a winner and you work it and work it, you will be a winner. So we encourage everybody tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/KYTB. Tune in and listen in and hear Bone Crusher Smith. I will be on that show also. I'm given the opportunity to ask him a question or two, and then there's another special guest that's going to be on the show. I can't share who that is right now because the person asked me not to, but we're just encouraging people to tune in. There's people out here that's involved in this, and we just want to thank, you know, everybody for listening in. And thank you for being out there tonight, Monty.
Enjoyed it.
Okay. And on behalf of Satawi and Cynthia Jahi and Don and Monticello Mitchell, hey, we're moving to the top, to the very top. We thank you for tuning in to our program tonight. Check the program tomorrow night and tune back in with us on Wednesday night. God bless you, and hey, see you at the top.